One thing was certain. It was going to take at least 2 skinny cow chocolate ganache cones, maybe 3, to soothe the pains of the day. On an average afternoon, Marcy could make it until 4 p.m. before hitting the 9th-floor break room and indulging in 160 calories of frozen goodness. Not today. By noon, she knew that nothing short of 500 calories would do, and, thankfully, she had just replenished her stash in the communal freezer at work. 2 boxes had her name on them. Yellow Post-its were affixed with packing tape to both, making clear that each belonged to Marcy Brooks. Marcy's clothes were beginning to feel snug. She had made a mental note that morning when slipping into her size 14 going on 16 gray, below-the-knee skirt and black silk top, that it was indeed time to limit her snacking. The cotton elastic blend that hugged her waistline was finished forgiving, a fact that her mother, Rhonda, had been pointing out just the night before.
"You're going to have to live in Navy if you don't curb the eating, Marcy," Rhonda harped. "Thank God for dark colors. They hide almost everything."
5'1" and 110 pounds, Rhonda was a valley sprite, a blonde bubble helmet head who lived in loungewear and backless 2-inch heels. The clicking, not to mention the frosted pink lipstick and daisy earrings, drove Marcy up a wall.
"It's just a few pounds, Mom, and it's all from stress. I'll lose it as soon as my schedule loosens up after Oscar season."
"Honey, the stress isn't going anywhere. Your whole business is crazy-making nonsense, and that beast you work for isn't going to lighten up anytime soon. Your father and I wish you would think about another line of work."
"I love movies, and I love doing publicity. I just don't love doing it for Phyllis at Luminary Pictures," Marcy lamented. "So I'll have to stick it out until something opens up nearby at Disney or Warner Brothers."
"I'm glad you can hold out. I am not sure the seams in your clothes will."
"Enough, Mom."
Marcy didn't need her mother to belabor the issue. She was depressed enough that it was Sunday night and that her alarm clock would be pushing her out of bed and into her office only 10 hours later.
"You know, Daddy and I just want you to be happy, to find a husband and have a family."
"A husband and kids don't equal happiness, Mom," Marcy said, rolling her eyes as she lounged on a chaise in the backyard of her parents' Woodland Hills townhome. "Plus, at 42, I don't think there's a great likelihood of the fairy tale coming true."
"You're wrong. Remember Myra Bernstein from the temple? Her oldest, you know, the one with the bad hair and the Farbissina face, just married a guy from West Hollywood. She's 44 and Myra had given up. Now she's living the dream."
"Who, Myra or her daughter, Hillary?"
"You know what I mean, Marcy. Save that sharp wit for your friends."
"That makes perfect sense, actually." Marcy gave a wry smile.
"Why is that?"
Rhonda asked. "If he's from West Hollywood and married to Hillary Bernstein, he's definitely gay."
"Whatever he is, he's cute and hitched. He makes Myra and Hillary very happy."
"Mom, I gotta go."
Marcy stood up from her chair and walked over to her mother, who was seated in a hanging swing across the patio.
"I have to get home so I can go through all of my Navy skirts and blouses. Looks like I'll be living in them for a while."
She chuckled and kissed Rhonda on the top of her head.
"Make fun of me all you want, but anyone will tell you that dark blue covers a multitude of sins. So go take stock of how much of it you actually own, and I'll tell your father you said goodnight. He's already passed out upstairs."
Marcy got into her silver Audi A3, a car with brand cachet, but also sensible on a studio publicist's budget, and drove the 12 miles to her one-bedroom rental in Sherman Oaks. Spending time with her mother always required some form of decompression, which that night included a handful of frozen Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies and a glass of 2% milk. Soon enough, she'd have to wake up and face a new week at Luminary. And nothing armed her for battle like a cellophane sleeve of crunchy chocolate.